Hey guys, you have just stepped into the Strategic Activation Sessions, and I am your host, Mr. Adrian J.R. Davis of Crown Davis Memberships. Hey, my job here today is to provide strategy, accountability, and motivation through the knowledge of our guests. Now, this is information that is available for everyone, but it's really only for those who really want to change their lives and do something amazing in their community, in their world. If that's you, come on in and get ready, because today I have an awesome treat for everyone. Anybody who's been listening to all the shows, you know that I usually do it in studio, have a conversation on the phone with our guests, but this time I took it live on the streets. Actually went to Kanimi's Kitchen. Now, Kanimi's Kitchen is a name that you all need to get prepared to get ready to know, because I'm telling you, this young lady who owns and has set up Kanimi's Kitchen is blowing up. I'm talking about the Kirby Miller. Now, what you're going to hear today is the live session. Now, she also did, and this is such a treat because she actually did her show and we recorded in her studio. She does a live vlog or a video blog or a show that is aired on YouTube that's about to be picked up by a network, while at the same time I was recording during the podcast. So what I'm going to do right now is break into a live section that we were talking about some things that really, really should be encouraging to the listeners, to show how a person who had a 9-to-5, has a 9-to-5, and is doing amazing things and moved out to the entrepreneurship, doing and following her dream. So let's listen in. Hey guys, you have now entered into the strategic activation session, and if you've been following me, you know that this is not my normal background, because I'm here with Kirby Miller. Okay. I'm telling you, we are in Kanimi's Kitchen and we're going to talk about some amazing things. So over the next 25-30 minutes, what do you want the people to get out of the show?
Okay, so what I want people to get out of the show, first of all, good food is a connector.
Yes.
But we're not only gonna fill our bellies, but what's awesome about this, when you get in the kitchen together, it gives you an opportunity to genuinely connect.
Yep.
And through those connections, you get the vibes, you get the positivity that you need from good people to keep you on the path where you're going. And what I mean by that, a lot of us have passion, ideas, whether it's even not something as big as having your own company or launching something amazing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got a to-do list that you're really struggling with. And so for me, what's most helpful is to kind of get laser focused on what you're trying to do and then surround yourself with good people.
Yes.
So hopefully what you'll get out of this are some tips, some tricks, and hopefully out of this you'll get some positive vibes from us as well, because I'm telling you, this is epic to be in the kitchen with Adrian.
Yes.
Like, if you could feel the vibes and the energy in here right now, it's on 10, maybe 11. And so that's what I hope people get. So hopefully you'll get a great recipe.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll get some motivation, and hopefully you'll get some tips and tricks to help you get over maybe a hump that you're facing, or maybe you're doing great, but you're trying to take things to the next level.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
So as you can tell, we were having such an amazing time in the studio. And the amazing part about that is that we both were really interviewing each other. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break in on a section where Kirby got to ask me some information, because pretty much on this show, I usually interview others and let them hear a lot, let the guests get their information out so that the listeners, you, the listeners, can hear a lot of their story. But you probably don't get to hear a lot of my story. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about how I arrived at where I am now. But then I really want you to pay attention to what she's doing and where she's going in life and how she got there as well. So let's listen in.
Part of our filling. So can you tell folks what got you started in the field that you're in? Why?
What's really funny about my story is there is no initial pathway from how I started to where I am now.
Okay. Which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, so I have a degree in architecture.
You hear that, folks?
Yeah, architecture. And what happened was
the pathway was made very different for me when I, right as I was coming out, the year that I was coming out of school, tore my ACL. I had a job in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
And they was like, hey, we can't take you, you know, at this time, you know, you have to keep going.
Talk about your path shifting.
Yeah.
Something you can't control.
And so for me, it turned out to be where I really need to be, which is in the nonprofit world, being able to start with the entrepreneur piece. So
okay.
My pathway is very different from others because most people start off in corporate America or, you know, in a job and then work their way towards entrepreneurship.
That's so true.
I started from the entrepreneurship and then have worked my way back into corporate
America. Huh.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I'm always, you know, talking about being an asset, understanding, and I get to bring that view into organizations.
Which is pretty phenomenal because we all have worked in places that need some improvement, and people discount sometimes the people aspect.
Yeah.
And really what goes into those people. So you help people.
Yeah.
You help organizations with that. Okay.
Yeah. So it's funny that we're even doing this because we're kind of doing a 2-for-1 with the show,
we
right?
We are, because tell people where else they can hear you or learn about you.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm usually on the other side of asking questions, and that's funny because now I'm thinking, well, goodness, I get to ask questions, but this is great for people to hear my story as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to actually bounce it back to you.
Yes.
And kind of figure out, you know, how does it all start for you? I mean, you're in here making amazing things. I remember when I'm talking about years back.
Yes.
You came and did an event for us, and you had like the whole little dish with the cupcakes and
Yes.
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, how did that all start for you?
Yeah. So I have been cooking since I was 5 years old. I used to pull a chair up and just cook, experiment with different things. a little bit of it was because of my rebellious spirit, because I had some older siblings who like were like, you're not in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, but I am going to be in the kitchen. And my mom would let me be side by side with her.
Awesome.
And I just loved the creative aspect of it. And then I loved being able to put together things that I imagined. People would try it, then they liked it. And for me, that was a great way to channel my love through food. And so that just kind of grew. I started baking cakes for people at church.
Yep.
Making dinner at home, like food and entertaining has always been a part of my life. And forever people have said, you know what, you should do something with that. You should have a restaurant, you should have a food truck, you should all the things.
Yep.
And so for me, I wanted to take the road less traveled.
Okay.
And kind of carve out my own path. So I have the show and I'm launching a product line. And through that, through the love through food, I also want to inspire through food and inspire through entrepreneurship as well.
Yeah. That is so amazing because there's so many individuals who say, I want to do something,
uh-huh.
and it just stays at a want. It's not a passion just yet.
Say that again, yes.
And I have to tell people all the time, I'm thinking, look, what's going to separate you from the next person?
Exactly.
Because someone else is driven just as much as you are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I love just having this conversation because we run and cross paths so many times that every time we cross paths, it's always something better that you're offering to, you know, saying, hey, this is what I've done, this is where I'm at right now.
And I think that's the key, it's just progression. Are you ever going to know the whole perfect right plan?
No.
Should that keep you from starting?
No.
Absolutely not. And so you don't have to know the how.
Yes.
And with certain personalities, you think, oh, if I can't do it perfectly, then I don't want to do it. Or what if I look stupid? I venture to challenge you, instead of that being you thinking, well, I'm just being careful.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about, am I really sabotaging myself?
Mm-hmm.
And is that actually a very acceptable excuse?
Yes.
And that's hard for people to really reconcile. Like, no, it's not an excuse. I just need to do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
It's not the right time. And so we kind of explain our way out of awesome things. So if you're listening to this, if you're watching this,
yes,
that was meant for you.
What she said, yes, and that is definitely meant for, because, you know, I look at some of the research, and they have done so much research on individuals who are on their deathbed or close to the end, and they didn't say, you know, what do you wish you wanted, you know, you should have done more of, and they say, you know what, I really wish I would have researched more.
All right.
No,
so, you know, that. I just didn't spend enough time questioning my goals.
Yeah. They always say, I wish I would have pushed the envelope more. I really wish that I would have been free. And, you know, whatever that freedom is for you,
yeah.
You need to pursue that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's why I'm super excited. And, you know, that statement you said about keeping people that push you around you,
yes,
that is so important.
Yes. So important. Somebody, when they see you kind of flirting with that line of mediocrity, is like, what are you doing? What do you need? Because let's get back on goal.
Yes.
Instead of having people who are just kind of pacify you and, oh, that's good, that's nice. You need those people that help you push the envelope, because that's really where the magic happens. Right. I know it sounds so cliche.
Yes.
You know, the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. Is it not true?
It is true. It is true. I have seen, I had two options in the most recent movie that I had.
Okay. And
both of them had me stretched. Both of them had me stretched.
Yes.
And that uncomfortable feeling, if someone says, if it's not meaningful enough, you're probably not, you know, feeling uncomfortable. And so for that piece for me, I was uncomfortable for a while trying to figure out what I really want to do.
Yes.
And I had one of those great friends around me who said, you know what? Both of these are going to stretch you. You just pick the path.
Yes.
And
you don't need analysis paralysis.
No, you don't.
So as we move into the next segment, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to roll into talking with Kirby about how she not only protects her time, but gets a lot done in the same amount of time that everyone else is allotted. We have 24 hours a day. Some people work 8 to 10 hours a day. How is it that she is so productive and she can do so many things? Because when I tell you, the girl is everywhere. She is everywhere. She has, you know, cooking shows. She's out at pop-up kitchens. I mean, she's has a new line or a product line that's coming out, and she still is holding down her 9-to-5. How is she doing that so effectively? So over the next few minutes, let's listen into how she stays structured and that she keeps herself in a way that she can function and move forward to keep the dream alive.
All that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like having a roadmap to where you want to go, but then still enjoying some sights along the way. Because I think what you just said is another excuse that people use sometimes when they're like, well, I don't want to be so structured because what if something amazing comes up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't set yourself up for failure.
Yep.
You want to have some structure, but then also be open to opportunities along the way. I've shared this with a few people, and I'm going to have you help me mix.
Sure.
I'll tell you guys what's in this bowl of amazingness here in a minute.
So,
I have a lovely spreadsheet that I put together for goals and milestones for my business. I have a little meeting with myself where I have to turn off my phone, get in the zone. And when I tell you, in the last 3 months, I haven't had to chase down those milestones, those opportunities, those people, the people that I've put on there have found me.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, well, this is a book of spells. No. It's when you set your intentions and when you change your path. You don't have to know the whole path, but when you change your steps toward walking in that, things really do come together. And so that's why it's really important.
Yeah.
Now, in between those things happening, I've had some opportunities that I couldn't have ever imagined.
Yeah.
And so, but because I was walking on that path toward my known milestones, it's kind of like being on the right street for someone handing out free money. Like, if you don't get on that street, you can't get the free money. So get on the right street, like, get your path.
And you become really attracted to those that you need to attract.
Exactly.
There are certain things that, and I used to say, I say this all the time, the 25-year-old me, even though I'm 25 years old and one day.
Me too.
The 25-year-old me likes things and saw things very different than this year old me.
Okay. whatever that may be,
right? And so I'm saying that things are not nearly as attractive to some individuals that they are to others.
Okay.
And so when you become attractive to those people that you're trying to work with, connect with, and things like that, you start to exude something, and they're like, you know what? I really, really need this person's expertise.
Yes.
I need this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm huge on increasing your value.
Yes.
Because if you don't increase your value, then, you know, why does anybody need you? And,
exactly.
You know, when you increase your value, if you're interested in money, money increases. And that's one of my formulas.
It's a natural relationship.
Yep, that's one of my formulas. Yeah.
As we went on with the podcast, having a great time, building the wonderful dish that we were doing, I wanted to pull Kirby aside and say, really, you're doing all of this, and right now, you know, you are making major strides, but there were once upon a time when you weren't making the strides that you're making now. And I asked her just point blank, what motivates you? So let's listen in to hear exactly what her answer was, because you may identify, if you're listening to this, you may identify with some of the things that she said, and you say, you know what, that's me, that's exactly the way I feel. And then you'll know that it is possible for you to do and accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. So let's listen in.
Now it's gotten to this level, right? Okay. You've moved from where you were to now moving towards your vision. What motivates you? What is that piece that actually motivates you that even when you have bad days, it keeps you pushing through?
Absolutely. So for me, it's kind of a multi-layer question. But at a high level, what motivates me is pressing the limits of what I think is possible for myself, and in turn, inspiring other people. And I can tell you, on this journey with my show and with my brand, there are some days that haven't been so easy, mm-hmm. because I still have a full-time job at this point, and there are some days that are challenging. Mm-hmm. And so if my well only consisted of Kirby's wants, Kirby's desires, Kirby's aspirations, I would have hit that bottom really quickly. But for me, the text messages, the emails, the drive-by conversations where people have said, I've seen what you're doing, and oh my gosh, here's what it inspired me to do. Or I remember you always like to do this, and it's beautiful to see it in action. And so for me, motivating other people, and then also just pressing the limits of what is possible, because we often live inside of this formulaic box that isn't true.
Yeah.
So I like to tell people, that's in this book that I was reading, but you are a victim of the rules that you live by.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
And you can really be,
that is awesome. Yeah.
You can really be a victim, because some of those rules come to you from different places that aren't meant really to serve you.
Yeah.
Some people gave you rules. Some people gave you limitations based on how you look, your gender, where you're from. Mm-hmm. People gave you limitations, sometimes in an effort to protect you, sometimes out of not so good intentions.
Yeah.
But what you really have to do is sit down and get quiet with yourself and figure out what serves you, what beliefs serve you toward getting where you're going. And then if it doesn't serve you, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
And so for me, that's what I like to do, is really sit down and think about, okay, how can I push the limits of what I'm doing, and how is that going to help somebody else to question, hey, maybe there is more.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do something else. This status quo, ho-hum life, maybe this isn't there all. Maybe there's more for me. So that really motivates me to see, let's just see what I can do, and then let's see what I can help other people accomplish. So that's kind of my motivation.
She's jacket. Love it. Love it.
What you were saying before, even with what you just said about money and cars, there's only so much that you can do for self before you reach outside of yourself. And I think that goes back to your point about when people are at the end of their lives, how many people are like, oh, you know, I wish I would have bought another car. It's like, I wish I would have spent more time with my loved ones. I wish I would have told them. I wish I would have had more adventures and experiences with them. And sometimes you have to do well to be able to do good. Now, don't take that as you shouldn't volunteer, you shouldn't help people until you get a certain financial class. However, I think if we kind of challenge our beliefs on what it means to be financially successful, and it's not always a negative thing, it's like, think of the impact that you can have. Once you've done well, you can spread that impact of doing good. And that's another thing that really motivates me as well.
Is that good enough?
So as the interview was consistently going on and we were having such a good time in the kitchen, you know, we not only talked about what motivates her, but we also talked about how do you encapsulate that motivation so that you can guarantee success. So you're not being motivated only, but is there a process? Is there a system that you have that you can use on an everyday basis that gives you a higher percentage of success? And Kirby had an answer for that. Let's listen in.
So, which is, in my opinion, a little bit of a tougher path.
Yeah.
But that's the road that some people tend to travel on.
Yeah.
I really like what you said about setting your goals, though.
Yep.
Because for me, I'm a creative. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I have two sides. I have this extremely analytical side, mm-hmm. and then I have just an insane creative side. I will, sometimes my neighbors are probably like, that girl's a little nuts. Because it might be 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. and I might be in the front yard spray painting something gold because I had an idea. And so for me, blending those two worlds is really where I found my synergy. So yeah. taking those creative aspirations mm-hmm. and looking at them through another lens, tracking them on a spreadsheet, doing those stream of consciousness exercises where you just let your mind flow.
Yes.
Get it out of your head, get it documented, so then you clear up some space to be able to get closer to your goal. Because if you just have a whole bunch of ideas in your head, they just kind of bounce off of each other like ping pong balls,
yeah.
you're not really going to excel. And so I think doing that and then making sure that you're refining those mm-hmm. so that they are specific is hugely important. There's another quote that I like that says, having vague goals is the best way to lead a very like vague and uneventful life.
Yes.
So you have to get very crystal clear on your goals, even down to the smallest detail.
I always say, see it before you see it, right?
Yes.
See it before you see it. Because here's the thing, the clearer it is in your mind's eye, you'll know it when you actually have found it. When you're starting to move that way, you're like, yes, this is exactly what I was thinking about.
Yes.
Right? So,
because if you don't know where you're going or what opportunity or what type of people or what type of resources you need, if you haven't really thought about that, they could be passing you right now.
They could be passing you right now. And there are times that I've realized that, and you know, as you talk about growing, there are things that 10 years ago, the same opportunity was passing me by.
Uh-huh.
And today I see it as an opportunity.
Yes.
I'm like, hey,
yes,
that, I needed to get that right in.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're totally on point when you start to see things before you see it.
So before we let you go, and I want you guys to hear the last words of that Kirby Miller had to say about success and her dreams and some of the things that she has going on, but what drives her. I wanted to get her social media handles out to you so you can be able to follow her. She's doing some amazing things, not only in the Tennessee, Nashville area, she's doing it all in the region, and be looking out for her because she's on TV shows, she's on local shows, and she's doing some great work. So to follow her, you can go to Kanimi Kitchen. Once again, it's Kanimi Kitchen. That's KinimiKitchen. And that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, and the live video of this will be on YouTube, so you can actually see where we're cooking, see all the fun things that we either had to have edited in for the show to have happen just so we can get it on the podcast. But you can see it live, see our facial expressions, all the stuff that we were enjoying while we're there live on set. So let's listen into this last segment.
Attaching it to something bigger than you will also make you move and accomplish a little bit more than you would have just, you know, did whatever that was.
And that's so true. And that's something that has helped me a lot as well. So if you haven't done that, carve out some time. Sometimes I like to just go to a coffee shop, turn off my phone, listen to some music, and just think about it. Like if your goal is to start a business or grow a business or be a better friend, be a better, some people like to be employees, whatever that is, kind of why?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start my business because I want to see how far I can go with it. Okay, take that to the next level. I want to be able to have the financial resources to donate to XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Or I see a need in my community and I'd love to be able to be that conduit that provides jobs to 10 people in the community.
Yes.
I want to be able to have a voice in what's happening in my community. So if I have a successful business, I know I can carve out a seat at the table. So you really have to get crystal clear.
Yeah.
Apparently that's my phrase for the evening. Crystal clear.
Crystal
on
clear.
The why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't, back you up any more than I am right
so,
now.
So guys, that is our show, and I am so, so excited that we were able to go and take it on the road. You've been in the strategic activation sessions, and I am your host, Mr. Adrian J.R. Davis. And if you ever want to reach out to me, you can catch me on Facebook under Adrian Davis. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Crown Davis. Or if you want to go on Instagram, I'm under the name Productivity _ Coach. So if you say, hey man, I just want to email you, I'm at adrian.cdm@gmail.com. I want us to be able to help each other. You see the amazing guests that I have on here, and they're all making things happen. And I want to be that resource for you. But until next time, consistently move forward, stay positive, stay motivated, and keep pushing forward.